Uh-oh. What's up, man? Good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. I am your host, Darshawn Macquarie, the host with the most. YouTube got the green mic. Facebook has the lapel mic. What's going on? So this is the after stream. We're kicking it with you guys. I'm about to get ready to wrap up. Had a phenomenal stream called Marriage Works One Way. Absolutely phenomenal. I hope you guys enjoyed. It's about 48 minutes long, and I did the best I could do. Had a few talking points that I wanted to get out, and I really wanted to focus on the simplicity of marriage in its entirety. Before I get too far along into my commentary and my monologue, I want you guys to do me a favor. Go check out Husband Versus Boyfriend Duties. Go check out Double Standards, which is a combination of husband versus boyfriend duties and girlfriend versus wife duties. And also simply go check out Girlfriend Versus Wife Duties. These are three phenomenal books. To be honest with you, your best bang for your buck is to get Double Standards, because Double Standards has both books combined into one. That's what you call business. Business 101. Three different ISBN numbers. With really two books that combined into one. I'll teach y'all about that later. If it wasn't for my me creating that book with my daughter, Anaya's Adventures, I would not have thought of that at all. If you're tuned in on YouTube, thank you for being here. I greatly appreciate you. We had a phenomenal stream. I want to go ahead and let me drop the link for Marriage Works One Way. I want you guys to go ahead and check that out and see how you feel about that. No matter what you say about it, marriage does work one way in its entirety, and it's only God's way. And a lot of people don't believe in God, you know, and that's something that's fairly amazing is, you know, a lot of people don't believe in God, but for what reason? I talked to a few people who don't believe in God. And one of the main things that it came down to was the sheer fact that things just didn't go their way. And you go, what? You don't believe in God because like things didn't happen for you the way you thought it was supposed to happen? And that's typically the case with a lot of people. Just a lot of things just don't happen for them. They don't believe. And they just give up, you know. And a lot of people also ultimately feel as though that whatever they put forth into the world is something that they did themselves. And I would love to try to explain it to people, but it's hard to explain the things that happen for you that don't happen for other people. So good luck with that. I'm a believer. If you're a believer, fantastic. If you don't believe, I guess that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, like, share, and subscribe. Thank you for tuning on in. Come on in, Facebook. If you're in Facebook, let me know you're there. Stop being just a cloud watcher and say, what's up? Be polite. Don't just have somebody talking to themselves on these fantastic smartphones. Like, come into the building, say something. Let's see what's going on with you. How is life? Especially if you are tuned in on Facebook, 9 times out of 10, I met you. I know you because my Facebook is my close, you know, family and friends and people I went to school with, people I end up doing some work with and stuff like that. So don't be a stranger. Come on into the building, man. You know, come on into the building. We greatly appreciate you guys. Hopefully life is going well for you. And I just wish nothing but abundance for a lot of people. Nothing but abundance for you. Speaking of abundance, I got a Cash App if you want to send me something on the Cash App. We accept dollars and tens and twenties. Cash App, $, the word, the number one, the word plan. So Cash App, one plan. Let's go ahead and put that in the chat. Oh, you know, excuse me. on YouTube, you know that you could donate money through the comment section. So I didn't know that. I saw something happen where I was on somebody's page and they asked me if I wanted to like send them some money. And I was like, what? How? What happened? So anyway, we're here. We're in a building. We talked about marriage works one way. As much as a lot of people are going to try to refute it, it only works one way, and it's God's way. And I hope that you guys, when you do get married, I hope you get an opportunity to, you know, really fall in love with the person that you want to be with, have as many children as you can possibly have. You do not have to have a worry or a care in the world on how you're going to provide for your children. As long as they have love and the support of you, they will be okay. Yes, people are going to struggle. People are going to grow up eating beans and bologna. Please come home. I got beans and bologna. And in today's time, I get it. A lot of women don't want to struggle. Nobody wants to intentionally struggle. Okay, of course you want a man who is extremely wealthy. And don't think for one second that a man doesn't want a woman that has something going for herself, especially her health, right? So don't think for one second that everything is supposed to be all hunky-dory. No, you're going to struggle. As a matter of fact, let's be honest. The more money that you have, let's do this. You guys want to talk about money somewhere. The more money that you have, okay, let's do it like this. The more money that you have, the more you're going to run into problems. The more money that you have, the more problems you're going to come into. Everybody knows this. So now the real struggle happens when, can you hold on to it? Can you manage it? Can you manage the money that you are trying to obtain? Now you got to keep yourself, you made it to be rich, men and women, but can you keep yourself from going broke? So yes, ladies, everybody doesn't want to get with a person necessarily while they're struggling. No, duh. But that can't be at the forefront of your mind. This is why men are trying to tell women, hey, listen to me. Don't think about my money. And women are like, no, I want security. I want you to provide. Okay, the women who want to be provided for, you know, unfortunately, ladies, men want to take care of a woman that they truly appreciate and they have gratitude towards. We just simply do. We want to take care of something or someone that appreciates us. That's why a lot of people have pets, because the pets can't speak. You know, I bet you if a cat or a dog really wanted to curse your ass out, they would, you know. But you know, it is what it is, man. You know, many of you ladies are going to find the love of your life, and many of the women are going to not find the love of their lives. Big shout out to Brother Love via YouTube. What's up, Big Timer? Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to you, sir. Brother Love always showing some support. Y'all go check him out via YouTube, Brother Love Show. Facebook, Brother Love Show. Go check him out. But we're kicking it, man. This is the after stream. I like to do after streams. I typically used to do this when I would have an interview with some of the people who wrote like New York Times bestsellers. You know what? Let's talk about that. I don't think you guys know. Some of y'all know, but you guys do know I interview people like celebrities and athletes and actors and actresses, prominent businessmen and women. Like, that's what I do, not just for a living. It's not my main source of income, but that's what I started the YouTube channel for, was like interviewing people if they had a product or did some type of business development. And I would talk to them to find out like what's going on. Like, it came as an ego thing. Like, I was trying to find out what makes you, quote unquote, better than me if you came out with this product. Like, are you really who you say you are? Do you have the money you say you have? Like, that type of deal. And I kind of realized that a lot of people is just sheer dumb luck. We had Ado Van Belkom on the show yesterday. I have yet to upload it. I need to do it right now and upload it. But matter of fact, let me go ahead and do it. But we had him on a show, and you know, this guy, I asked him like, hey, you know, when you wrote this book, you know, is the 25th anniversary of, what was this? Oh, geez. I just spoke to the guy yesterday. Anyway, he came out with a book 25 years ago. Somebody bought the rights to his book and they turned it into a movie. And then they bought the rights to some other books. So I asked him, you know, like, how did you do it? Because if you wrote a book and it gets turned into a TV show or a movie, that's what people want. That's the goal. I want to turn my book into something phenomenal. I want it to be world, you know, why? And this is just two prominent people that I know for sure are like top celebrities. Excuse me. There are top celebrities. He's the second one. The first one was Tusker Lee, right? She told me she don't know how she became a New York Times bestseller. So I was like, wrong answer. I asked him, hey, how did you do it? How did you turn most of your books into like TV shows and get, you know, produced for me? He says to me, dumb luck. That's not the answer I'm looking for, but it's the answer, right? Not the answer I'm looking for, but yet it is the answer. So when he said that, I say, man, it's just some people that they just lucky. You know, he said, dumb luck. You just got lucky. Now he rolling in the dough. You know, the TV series that a studio bought from him was his book called The Wolf Pack series. And Ado Van Belkom, when you see him, so older, I guess he might be from Canada, but just a Caucasian dude. He looks like a retired truck driver, got the beard, and he doesn't even look like he writes books or however that's supposed to look. But anyway, he just doesn't look like a person that is living the life of his books are turned into movies and TV shows. And that's something that had always intrigued me about people. It's like when you see certain people, you expect for them to be a certain type of way or to live a certain type of way. And to kind of find out, like, none of these people fit the bill. That's why I don't be believing if people are really rich or not. Like, bro, miss me with that. Now, and what I've learned about the Consumer Report or what you guys are doing anyway, everybody's, well, I'm not going to say everybody because I ain't in it, but most of the people are living on credit. You guys are living on borrowed time. I'm thinking people really got money. I'm thinking people like really living their life. And then come to find out you guys are like paying a mortgage. You're financing watches and cell phones and tennis shoes. It's like, fam, you broke as a joke. You living off of you are borrowing money that you don't have as the expectation that you're going to pay it back. It's like, man, get out of here, man. I thought y'all was rolling in the dough, man. Like, one of the main lessons my dad taught me coming up. Oh, that's why I didn't want to put it in there, because I got to edit it. one of the main lessons that he had taught me was, like, if you don't have the cash to buy it, then you can't afford it. So I remember one time, and this is it's a small flex, but whatever. I did it years ago just because I was capable of doing it. This is when 2012, this is when I got into watches. I still have this watch. I need to get the battery replaced. I stopped wearing it. I went to K Jewelers and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go in one day. I'm gonna buy something that catches my eye, something that I want. I don't even need it, I just want it, right? I go inside K Jewelers at the Boynton Beach Mall in South Florida. Go to K Jewelers. I'm looking at the watches. I see a Bulova watch. I think it was like, I don't know, was it titanium something? But anyway, a nice watch. The watch was every bit of $600. And I'm thinking to myself, like, hold up. I know I'm not going to buy a $600 watch, right? So the lady said to me, would you like to, you know, try it on? So I go try on a watch, and I put it on, and it was, like, bedazzled. I'm like, boom. I'm like, ooh. Yo, how much is it? She's like, this watch here is $650, and today it's, like, a 20% discount if you're, like, a first-time buyer or whatever, new customer. So I'm looking at the watch and I'm thinking to myself, I say, man, I've had watches before, but I never spent $600 on a watch. So I'm looking at the watch and her first assumption or first words to me was to be like, we can do financing. And that's when I first learned what financing was. That was my first introduction to finance. I think I was like, what, 25, 26 or whatever. So I asked, I said, what's financing? Oh, she's like, oh, okay. So if you can't buy the watch in its entirety, we put you on a monthly plan and you end up paying a watch off in time. And the words of my dad creeped in my head. It's like, if you ain't got the money to buy it, then you can't afford it. So I was like, no, I can purchase the watch, you know, as is. So she was like, okay, so would you like for me to wrap it up for you? And I was like, yeah, you can do that. I said, but it's too big. She's like, no problem. We can take out the links and set it for you. She said, would you like to wear it, you know, today? And I was like, absolutely. So she goes and she does the link thing, take it out, takes my card. Boom, got a $600 watch on my wrist. I'm feeling like the man. I'm like, I didn't spend $600. And I'll show you guys the watch. I got it still. It's in my storage. It's like, I showed you guys my watch on one of my streams. As a matter of fact, hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. I'll drop the link. I'll drop the link in the chat. Yeah, I had the watch on in the stream one time. I showed it or whatever. But anyway, I say all that to say that people really don't be having money like that. I do. I thought other people had it. I thought you guys, when I see people in cars and homes, I'm thinking that people actually own these things. Like you pay cash for it. And I started realizing, I say, well, the reason why the housing market is the way that it is because people can't actually afford to live in a damn house. It's all based off of projections. So I was like, you guys suck, man. What time is it? It's 3:30. We got about like another 5 or 10 minutes I'm going to be on here. But I'm about to wrap it up. She do it for the gram. Let me see. Watches and. I don't know. I don't think it's in here. I had it somewhere. How many videos? How many views? Anyway, how did all this stuff pop up? Tell your book. You know, my most successful podcasts have been the business ones. Those are my successful podcasts. They are the business ones. Fatherhood. Anyway, is she still doing her thing? There was this lady show I used to be on. Her name is JP, the Expiring Matriarch. I haven't seen this lady probably in about like a year. Has it been that long? I don't know if she's still doing her thing or not. I know a lot of times when she would talk, no, it don't look like she did anything. Hold on. Oh, no, she did something a day ago. Okay. Wait, she looks healthier. Okay, shout out to JP. If you're in a building, let me know. Let me know. I could YouTube, Facebook. Let me know you're in the building. Okay, she's still doing her thing. Keep your spirit up. She used to always ask me, how is my spirit? And I thought that was a very interesting question. You know, I thought it was very interesting. When you ask somebody, how is their spirit? I think it's heartfelt. Anyway, Brother Love still in the building for sure. If you are in the building on Facebook, let me know. It's starting to become a little weird when people don't say nothing because I'm trying to interact with people. You know, I'm trying to interact because I really like how people be on YouTube and they read the chat, and I don't typically read the chat because I get sidetracked about what I'm talking about. But I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying to get better at it. I feel good, guys. Life is good. Life is good. Despite the frustration that that I have in my personal life, when I really sit back and I think about it, I go, life is good. I got somebody getting ready to take me out to eat. Huh? They taking me out to eat? Me? I get, you know, so I'm trying to excuse the expression. I'm buying myself time, you know, but they're going to take me out to eat. I'm going to kick it, have some fun. I got some gifts. Oh, they was like, I got you a gift. I'm like, really? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. We'll see. We'll see. They bought me a gift before, and you know, it's. I will say this, man. When people do things for me, I am very appreciative. I really appreciate it. I do. I'm different than most people. You buy me something, I'll hold on to it. I'll use it. I'll use it until I break it, pretty much. You know, I'll get the use out of it. And what it seems like to me, and we're doing like a little small transition here, is like women, they use men as much as they can until they get the use out of you. You know, but they use you in the wrong way. When men, that now granted, there are some men who really use women in the worst way. But I'm talking about in the perfect world with logical people, average people, most men don't use women. And as I sit back and I listen to these conversations, this is the thing that trips me out about it. What trips me out about this is when I hear men say, I don't need a woman's money. Let me say something to you very clearly. I need a woman's money. I want your money. I want you to use it on me. If you're giving it to me to offer up, I'm going to use it. Okay? I need some help. I need some assistance. You can say whatever you want to say about me. Oh, you broke, you dusty, this and yeah. Hand it over. You know. Oh, hey, brother love. I mean, I'm all for it, man. Hit me up. Here, I'm gonna give you my email. Yeah, because it's almost been a year since you've been talking about that idea, man. Here, there go my email. I'm gonna put it in the chat. Yeah, hit me up, man. Hit me up. Hit me up. I think I text you too. You got my number. Text me, email me, whatever you want to do. Let's connect. Hit me up on I'm off on Tuesday and Wednesday. So you'll have my undivided attention. Anyway. The conversation about when men say they don't want to use a woman's money, or whatever the woman make is hers, but whatever you make is hers and yours, I think that's a bunch of BS. It doesn't even make mathematical sense. For you mean to tell me this is, you guys are so goofy, man. You mean to tell me? Now, just hear me out. Maybe I'm just that broke. I don't understand. So you're trying to tell me that if you're in a relationship, no, let's do this one even better. You're in a marriage and your wife is making hundreds of thousands of dollars and you are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, that everything is supposed to be all on you. Is that what you guys are trying to tell me? So when you make a mistake and you mismanage the money and you just, something crazy happened, like one of your companies got shut down, you got to pay out some employees because you got to file for bankruptcy and you got to do this. You mean to tell me that you're supposed to just figure that out all by yourself and your wife would be like, well, that's your problem, not mine? Is that what y'all trying to tell me? So if I make a mistake and I run into an issue, like, it's just supposed to be all on me? Like, my helper, my helpmate ain't supposed to help me out? And she got some money to help? I'm just supposed to figure it out by myself? That don't sound like two people that cleave together to become one flesh. That sound like that's two individual people. So when you guys be talking about these relationships, I know people don't know what they're talking about because that's not marriage. As a matter of fact, let me figure out something. Let's see. Does the Bible say that a woman's money is just hers if she's married to you? Hold on, let's find out. Let's find out real quick. I don't think it does. Does the Bible state that a woman's money is solely hers if she's married? Let's find out. The holy book made us to know that a woman is a helpmate, and as such, she should keep her salary to take care of herself and some other needs of the family. There is nowhere in the Bible that it is stipulated that a woman should hand over her earnings to her husband, and there are no special blessings attached to it either. Interesting. I guess that answers my question. So basically, she can do, I'm not going to even read between the lines. It says, there is nowhere in the Bible that it is stipulated that a woman should hand over her earnings to her husband. So it sounds like she could keep her money to herself. Isn't that something? So this is where women get it from. Money in marriage. What does the Bible say about money in marriage? God's word challenges us to consider whether two people can walk together unless they are in an arrangement. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. One of the most obvious areas is with money matters. The word also states that getting by with less, financially speaking, is better than having a lot of wealth and fighting all the time. I told you guys that the more money you make, the more problems you're going to have because you're trying not to become broke again, or you don't ever want to experience it because you know what being broke is like. What is the wife inheritance in the Bible? Excuse me, guys. What does the Bible say about joint accounts? Who owns the money in a marriage? Let's do that. Who owns the money in the marriage? In community property states, money earned by the spouses during marriage and all property bought with the same earnings are generally considered community property. Likewise, spouses are equally responsible for debts incurred during marriage. But they kind of exclude women that she don't have to give her money to the man. Anyway, a lot of interesting things, a lot of interesting relationship dynamics. Marriage is very important. If you're thinking about getting married, I would encourage you to look through prenuptial agreements, contracts, sit down and talk with each other. I will say this, if you decide to have children, your prenup is going to be null and void. The courts won't even entertain it. They'll look through it and keep it on the record, but it's not going to happen too much. And the reason it won't happen as a prenuptial agreement is because you cannot and you will not and you won't ever split children in half physically like you can do assets and materialistic things. So if you had 10 TVs, well, one of you can get 5 and one of you can get the other 5. But if you have 5 children, you have to split time. If shared custody is awarded to either one of you. So look into prenuptial agreements. Also, before I close out, let's do this. Let's do a little book promotion here. Yet again, double standards. What's double standards? So double standards is a mixture of girlfriend versus wife duties and husband versus boyfriend duties. It's two books combined into one, right? So that's one thing. We have husband versus boyfriend duties in by itself, and we have girlfriend versus wife duties by itself. Now, it's up to you how you want to spend your money. You can buy all three and support the kid, or you can buy either one or buy this one and have both books combined in one. I don't just interview New York Times bestselling authors. I don't just interview USA Today bestselling authors. I am a bestselling author. This is why I get a chance to sit here in this little fancy little office of mine and do what I can do and look as handsome as I can look. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? I'm in here doing my thing. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for supporting me. I really do appreciate you guys. I'm going to go out here and have a good time. I got somebody want to treat me out and take me out to eat. You know, everything's paid for. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got to always come out my pocket, you know, and show my little, my money. Somebody else can spend it on me too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but anyway, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it do what it do, baby. I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. All right, with that being said, let me go ahead and play some music. We're going to get on up out of here. We're going to play some royalty-free music because I want these channels to, these videos to be monetized. Brother Love, if you're still there or catch us on the replay, brother, hit me up. I'm looking forward to hearing the idea. If it's about an interview, man, I'm all for it. Or if you got, I don't know, whatever the concept is, just let me know, man. I'm open to it. I'm here living life with everybody else, man. I'm just a mere man that just so happened to make my dreams and my accomplishments come true. That's all. I am who I say I am, that's for sure. Nobody can take that away from me. The time, what day? The day I got my books inside of Walmart was the day nobody could tell me anything. You know, hold on, man. Well, listen, I like hearing myself, but sometimes I don't want to hear myself. All right. I'm trying to play some music. YouTube. Hold on, man. I don't like that song. What is that? Get out of here. That's not the song I want to play. I was trying to play something. Here, let me go back here. I'm trying to go out with a bang. If you just tuned in on YouTube, I see a couple people in the building. If you're there, let me know. Say something to me, man. Stop being weird. Say something. You know. What's up with this thing, man? Come on back. I feel good today, baby. I feel real good. We're about to go ahead and pack it up. Get up out of here. Every time. Here we go. Be well. Peace out.